What is going on, guys? This is your boy Knuckles. Welcome to Eternal Savage Podcast. This is the last episode of season two. Let's get it. And you already know that we got to talk about UFC 278, Usman versus fucking Edwards. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Season finale, we're going to end it with UFC. Oh my God. Okay, listen, guys, this is a big one. Now, if you guys, again, want to definitely follow me on any other social media, let's get it out the way. Instagram, it is underscore it's knuckles bitch one underscore itzknuckleze bitch1. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Eternal Savage, just like the podcast, eternalsavage. Let's get it. Oh my God, now we got some shit to talk about, boy. Now, the matches before were good, they were decent. I'm only going to just talk about the Luke Stronghold versus Acosta. And yeah, Luke, may you go ahead and enjoy your time being retired, my brother. He came back after a 3-year hiatus and getting surgeries and getting his body back in shape to do this shit. And after he had this match with Acosta, he realized, yeah, I'm not built for this anymore. He's a former light middleweight champion. He definitely deserved the belt back then. He was definitely a dominant force. But that was it for him. After he lost his title, he'd never been the same again because he had a lot of issues and injuries. So he came back. The fight with him and Acosta was very entertaining. It was a very good back and forth brawl. But really early and very quick in the match, basically he definitely lost his stamina. His stamina was horrible. He was gassed very quickly. But Acosta has a pretty shitty gas tank himself. So he really couldn't get the job done to finish him, because if he had a gas tank, oh yeah, Luke would have got murdered. But because they both didn't have a strong gas tank, Acosta won barely, but he won. So Luke, go ahead and fly off to the sunset, brother. You deserve it. And thanks for the great show that you did, for being exhausted like you were. Now, you ain't gonna believe this shit right here. Usman, 15 win streak. One of the greatest 170 pounders we ever seen in this generation, and still one of the best of all time. But this is where a situation where a person finally show you that they're human. Understand, even the greatest of the greatest will fall one day. It's part of human nature. You can have a great reign, you can dominate for a very long time, but eventually, someone or something is going to have your number, and it's going to take you down. And Usman, ladies and gentlemen, has lost. He finally has lost after 15 matches, about 4 to 5 years of straight domination. And he took it out with a crazy, vicious head kick. Oh my God. And now I'm about to get into details how the match went, but we gotta pay these commercial bills and all that good shit. So give me 1 second after these commercials. We'll be back with the whole breakdown of the fight. Oh my God, it is crazy, guys. Don't go nowhere. Be right back. All right, we're back. Welcome to the live stream of this beautiful podcast, Eternal Savage Podcast. So now, back to where we was talking about, the vicious head kick I heard around the world. That's what makes this sport one of the greatest sports in the world. Someone that's been dominant and doing what he does best, but you get caught in the middle of your process and it just takes everything that you built and shut down. So, round one of the fight, it was a good fight. It started off strong. They both tagged each other a few good times, and Usman was doing what Usman does. But Edwards, for the first time in UFC history, was able to trip him up and take Usman down and got on top of him and controlled him a little bit. But even though that he was in control, he didn't destroy him. He didn't body him. He didn't hurt him. He didn't maim him. He did great protection on the ground to keep himself from getting punched out, getting damaged, anything. Basically, Edward did successfully get him down. He actually got on top a little bit, even got his back a little bit. But sorry about that, a little rude interruption. So like I was saying, he basically had his back and had him, controlled him a little bit, but Usman, with perfect defense, was protecting his head, protecting his body, and even was getting strikes, being the one that was in the worst position in that hold. But Usman did everything he's supposed to do, and even though they gave the round to Edwards, Edwards was not able or capable of doing anything to hurt Usman, and then that's how the first round ended. Now, second round. Now, we getting back into what we do best. Usman was able to control and destroy the body, and he was attacking the face, attacking the body. Edwards was trying his best to stand, but he was getting outfought and outclassed on the feet in the second round. He tried his damnedest to try to take him back down, but that really didn't work. He also tried to do a few things of trying to fight Usman and try to do what he did in the first round, but he couldn't get it done. Usman was like, no, that happened one. That was you did what you did, but that's not happening again. And full domination, he actually dominated Edwards in that second round and was breaking him down from the body as well as the head. And he was breaking Edwards down to the point where he took him down and controlled him. Like, he broke him down so easily, and I don't want to say easily, but he made it look easy. He broke Edwards down. He had no defense after Usman. Every time Usman went to take him to the ground, he was to the ground and he was getting owned and controlled. He was really on the defensive and he had nothing for him, and he lost that round clearly as day, and Usman dominated him. So that was round two. Then round three, back again. They did a few little exchanges. Edward got a little hit off here and there with a few little counter hits and things like that, but he was definitely in a defensive mode because he could not get off at all. Everything he was trying to do was not working, and Usman was literally breaking and dissecting him. He wanted to show that he was the superior fighter, and he was. He really was. He was destroying Edwards' body, hitting him in the face, and to the point sometimes he was just guarding himself, standing next to the cage, getting punched and kicking shit. There was a little bit of he tried to take him back down again, but Usman, doing great defense, was keeping him from doing that and taking him down again. Like, no, you're not taking me down no more, sir. That was the one lucky fluke you got. And he definitely did what he did to keep himself from getting down. He was able to get Edwards back off of him. And then he was going back to hitting him back and forth in the body and then going for the head. Back into the body, up to the head. He was really trying to dissect Edwards in that third round. And he did a great job of it. They even had a little bit of an altercation where he tried to take him onto the cage, but Usman grabbed the cage a little bit. And shame on you for that one. But I'm saying it wasn't more of grabbing the cage because he needed help. He grabbed it trying to stand up, but you can't do that. And he got his hand swatted off there, and then he got himself up without doing that. And then he got his ass off him, and then he started breaking him again and started beating his ass. Edwards was in defense mode. He tried his damnedest, but Usman was like, you're not, I'm seeing through all your tricks right now. It's not going to happen, okay? So that's what happened in the third round. Now we're going to get to the fourth round. Oh, my God. There we go, boy. It's going to get real now. Now, of course, I got to pay some commercial bills. Give me 1 second, and we'll get back to this fourth and fifth round. Let's get it. So, all right. Now with round four. Round four was great. Now, this was total domination now, too. Edwards was very frustrated. You can see it on his face that he's frustrated, and he's trying to keep his composure and keep it cool because he know he's in an uphill battle. He already know that he lost the second round and the third round clearly. It was no options of seeing it any other way but knowing that you are losing this fight, and you know you're going to lose this fight if you don't do something now or to try to turn things around, because the tide is not going in Edwards' favor. And he tried, but again, Usman was breaking him down, dominating him again. Like, he was basically, this time, Usman, it was all Usman. Edwards wasn't doing shit, was being defensive and just trying to guard his ribs and guard his face. He tried to throw something here and there, but it just wasn't working. And then Usman decided to go back to wrestling and then dominating them again and controlling them. And just keep getting some good blows off, some good elbows, some good strikes. And he was doing that even standing up with some good elbows and good strikes. And then he started taking them to the ground and he was controlling them. Edward actually cheated, and not on purpose and like that, but he grabbed the goddamn wall, the gate to stand up. The referee saw it and called it out and said, no, get back down to the ground, and then have Usman back on top of him, and then it was more domination, and that's pretty much what happened. And there was an accidental eye poke also in that round to Usman. Usman got hit in the eye, but I know Edwards wasn't trying to do that on purpose. It was just a little accident. But it's clear. Three rounds, it's all Usman. And Edwards is down the drain, and he knows it. He knows he's going to lose if nothing don't change for the fifth and final round. So we get to the fifth round, and it's more domination again. He is literally picking him apart. Edwards is he's more exhausted and tired now, but he still got a good cardio tank, but he was tired. You can see the tiredness is starting, and the fatigue is kicking in very badly, and he was tired, and he's definitely going to get bodied, and this match is pretty much over. So instead of giving up, because you don't supposed to give up, you fight until the last second. If you're not dead, you keep fighting. And then he pulls out the miraculous head kick of Hurt Around the World. This man did a right jab, a left jab, and then when his head turned with that left jab, he swift kicked up towards his head, setting him up. He did a perfect setup of a right jab, left jab, then head kick to the left. Because when he dodged that left punch, that's when he threw the kick. And it was the perfect, most timed kick I ever seen in my life. And you can tell it was a setup. He basically knew he was going to lose. He knew that this fight is Usman's all the way around. All he was hoping for is, if I know that I can't dominate this guy, he's been whooping my ass the whole fight. The best thing that I can do is set him up for failure. If this does not work, I am going to lose for sure. Because it was the fifth round. 4 minutes have gone by. And just like the first two, three rounds, he got dominated. It was clear as day that Edwards was fucked. That's the only way I can put it, respectfully. He was fucked. And so the way for him to deal with that, he did that right hit, right jab, left jab, then set up with a head kick, and Usman fell for it. And the thing was, if he put his arm up to protect his head, he would have been just fine. He just was thinking the first two hits was coming, so he dodged those like he's supposed to. But that kick, he did not see it coming. I didn't see it. It was so fast. Like, as soon as he hit him in the face and kicked him and got him perfectly, and he just been knocked out, he raised his hands and just turned around and walked away. And it felt like it was in slow motion. It felt like a goddamn movie. And when they showed the replay of how bad he set him up with that right, left, then head kick, and he got him perfectly flush in the skull, man, it was the biggest knockout I have ever seen in my life. And now Usman has now just been shown that he's human like everyone else. And no offense to Edwards, you deserve this. You did what you're supposed to do as a fighter and all that stuff. You never gave up, so I'm proud of you. But my thing is this. Now you have to prove that this isn't a fluke. And that's the only thing. Let him enjoy his moment. Let the world enjoy it. But his first defensive match has to be against Usman. And then after he fights Usman again, he has to prove that that head kick wasn't luck and it was a great setup. And now he's going to have to dominate Usman in this next fight. When they have their rematch, Usman is one of the smartest and best fighters in the world. I'm telling you right now, take it from me. He is not going to take this lying down. No pun intended, because this is not a joke. I promise you, the next fight, Usman is going to come back so fucking vicious and intelligent and methodical. It's going to be ridiculous. That's why I'm saying Usman, like, he's not going to fall for the same trick twice. even though he fell for it, unfortunately, anyone, it's not like he tried to, but it happens. That's what makes this the greatest sport in the world. Anything can happen. Someone that looks immortal finally gets humbled and be shown they're human. And he did not underestimate Edwards by for no reason, anything like that. This was not a situation where he did not take his opponent serious. He worked him through the whole fight. But that one kick in the last 60 seconds, mind you, of the fifth round is what saved his ass. So, we're going to see what happens. I say probably by February or March of 2023, they're going to have that rematch. And when they do, he's going to have to show that he can dominate Usman. He can't win with a decision, because I'm telling you right now, if he doesn't win and be definitive and it actually looks clear and you know who's the victor is, he's going to look very weak and soft and it's not going to be good. So I hope this next fight will be even better than this one, because this fight was great. And shout outs to Usman, shout outs to Edwards. You are the champion, sir. You deserve your belt. You did what any fighter is supposed to do. Never give up and try to set up when you're in an uphill battle. But your next defense, when you face him back, you got to dominate and show that you deserve this belt. This was not just a lucky kick. It wasn't just a lucky setup. This is what was meant to happen, and I'm going to show that I'm going to be a champion, and I'm going to dominate him in this next fight. You got to beat him undecisively to show you, like, it's my time now. And we're going to see, because until he proves himself, you just got to give him his respect for what he did, but now you got to see if he's going to really be a dominant champion or be a fluke. So that's what happened in the fight. I hope you guys enjoyed this live stream of this podcast. You guys can definitely check out the video of what happened on the on UFC on YouTube and the internet. And I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, please share this. Please like. Please comment to all your friends and come check out the podcast. Season 3 will be coming shortly. Talking more shit, having more fun, and having a great live stream and time. Keep y'all savage level over 9,000. Again, follow me on my social medias, Instagram. It's Knuckles Bitch, ITZKNUCKLEZBITCH1, the number, not the word, and on Twitter, on Eternal Savage, ETERNALSAVAGE. And you keep your savage level on 9,000. Be safe, be safe, be blessed, and there you go. Number 10, episode 10 on season 2. This is the finale. Thank you guys so much again. Love you all. Peace. I'm out.